Licking County Crime Stoppers is offering up to a $10,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in a 2023 drive-by shooting in Pataskala. No one was injured when someone fired numerous times at a home in the 3800 block of Quarter Road on January 3rd of that year. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 740-349-6888. Scott Hayes was awarded the John Alford Community Service Award during the Licking County Chamber of Commerce's Groundhog Breakfast Friday. Hayes is a chaplain at the Licking County Justice Center and has run the jail ministry program for the past 20 years. Hayes also founded the Lookup Center, Vertical 196, and launched 828 Enterprises. Franklin County has extended dog licensing season. Residents can avoid extra fees by buying licenses by February 28th. Officials say you should license your dog because, well, first it's law, it will also help you get reunited with your dog if you get separated. Also, licensing fees help support the Franklin County Dog Shelter and Adoption. I'm Eric Brown reporting. ODOT says Superload number 36 was unable to be delivered to Intel on Sunday, so it will move this morning after the morning rush. The load, weighing over 93,000 pounds, will depart Tussing Road in 204 at 10 a.m. and will travel north on 310 to 40 in Aetna. The load will follow the same path as the previous loads and head for Clover Valley Road and the Intel plant. The Muskingum County Sheriff's Office is giving more information about inmate Wayne Fletcher's Saturday escape. Officials say 45-year-old Sarah Moore, a white female standing 5 feet 5, weighing 130 pounds with black hair and brown eyes, helped him escape. She is now charged with obstructing justice. If you see them, call 911 and do not try to apprehend them. The State Highway Patrol is reminding all motorists to do their part in keeping roadway workers safe. Troopers ask you move over a lane and slow down when you see an emergency vehicle on the side of the road. Over the last 4 years, 55 cruisers were involved in crashes, resulting in 2 deaths and 29 injuries to the public and 16 injured troopers. I'm Eric Brown reporting.